弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
在我们今天讲到之前了，我们一起来到主的面前祷告。
Before I preach, let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you to worship you.
因为你是万王之王，万主之主。
Because you are God of gods and Lord of lords.
我们谢谢你在主耶稣基督里面拣选了你的儿女。
We thank you have chosen us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够有永生的盼望。
So that we have this eternal hope.
主，我们谢谢你赦免我们一切的罪。
Lord, we ask you to forgive all our transgressions.
谢谢你赐给我们你独生爱子耶稣基督，成为我们的救主，成为我们生命的主。
We thank you for giving us your Son Jesus Christ to be our Savior and Lord.
主，就求主你今天从头到尾引导我们的敬拜。
We ask you to lead us with our worship from the beginning to the end.
让我们来到这里的人能够放下一切的缠绕，能够全心来敬拜你。
When we come before you, so that we can lay aside all our burdens and worship you in all our hearts.
让我们从你的那里得到安慰，得到造就。
So that we can have comfort and be built up by you.
我们这样同心合一祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in unity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 从现在到年底，我想大部分时间跟大家来分享马可福音。
From now until the end of the year, I want to share the message from the book of Mark.
中间会穿插旧约还有使徒书信。
And in the middle, I might use some from the Old Testament and some from the Apostles' letter.
所以开始今天的信息之前呢，我想把四福音书做一个简单的介绍。
Before I the sermon, I want to introduce you the four Gospels.
我们知道四福音书有太福音、马可福音、路加福音还有约翰福音。
We know the four gospel letters include the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
每本书都有每本书的特点。
And every book has their own features.
马太福音呢，它的对象它是犹太人。
The book of Mark is written to the Jews.
它强调的是耶稣基督就是旧约中所应许的弥赛亚。
And it emphasized that Jesus Christ is the Messiah that is promised in the Old Testament.
他是再来的王。
And he is the king.
马可福音呢，它是写给主要是罗马人。
And the book of Mark is written to the Romans.
他强调的是耶稣基督是神的儿子，也是神的仆人。
It emphasized that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is also a servant of God.
他来到世上呢，是传福音给罪人。
And he came to this world to give gospel to the sinners.
行各样神迹，医病赶鬼，受冤屈和苦难。
And he performs miracles and healing the sickness and also suffering and die for the sinners.
他为罪人赎罪，而且死在十字架上。
And he redeemed the sinners and also died on the cross.
他三日后复活，如今就坐在父神的右边。
On the third day that he resurrected and now sits by the right hand of God.
而路加福音特别是写给希腊人。
And the book of Luke is written to the Greeks.
他强调的是耶稣基督的人性，他的怜悯之心。
And it emphasizes on the humanity of Jesus Christ and his mercy over the human.
以及圣灵还有祷告的力量。
And also the Holy Spirit and the power of prayer.
约翰福音他是写给犹太人和外邦人。
And the book of John is written to the Gentiles, and it's.
他强调的是耶稣基督，他是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
And it emphasized that Jesus Christ is fully man and fully God.
他是所有信他之人的救赎主。
And he is the redeemer and savior for all the people.
马可福音，它的作者就是马可。
And the author for the book of Mark is Mark.
在使徒行传里我们可以看到他是保罗和巴拿巴早期宣教的一位同工之一。
We know this Mark, he is a co-worker of Paul, Apostle Paul and Barnabas that when they started spreading the gospel.
马可福音呢有几个特别的地方。
And there's some features.
首先马可福音呢它是四本福音书里边最短的一本书。
The book of Mark is the shortest book in the four gospels.
它仅仅有16章。
Only 16 chapters.
而马太福音有28章，路加福音有24章，那么约翰福音有21章。
And the book of Matthew has 28 chapters, and the book of Luke is 26 chapters, and book of John has 21 chapters.
那么马可福音里面呢，他没有谈到任何关于耶稣的出生，还有他早期的生活。
And the book of Mark didn't mention about the birth of Jesus and his early ministry.
他写作的特点是非常的简单、精炼，还有紧密。
And this book is written very concise and short in the very simplified way.
他所记载主所做的多了很多比主所说的。
He recorded more about what Jesus has done instead of what Jesus has said.
他从头到尾呢，都让我们会看到。
From the beginning to the end, we can see.
主耶稣呢，除了祷告还有睡觉，他都在不停的工作。
Other than sleep and prayer, our Lord Jesus Christ is constantly working on things.
有一个希腊词在整本马可福音书中出现了。至少40次。
One Greek word appeared in the book of Mark for at least 40 times.
那这个词这个词在余下的福音书里面只出了12次。
But on the other three books only appeared 12 times.
那么这个词呢，译成英语就是 immediately 或者是 straight away.
Translated in English is 很快，马上。
他译成汉语呢，在圣经中他都是这样的，他说就什么什么，依什么什么，就什么什么，他都这样说，或者耶稣基督随即做了什么什么，他立刻什么，都是用这样的汉语来表达。
Yeah, in Chinese, he's translated into like immediately, and right away, and then Jesus was doing some.
所以从这些里面我们可以看到，主耶稣作为神的仆人，他的侍奉是完全的。
From this, we can conclude that Jesus Christ, as a servant of God, his work is complete.
他总是以父神的事为念，尽快的去做父神交托给他的事情。
He always put God's work in his heart and doing it right away.
他从不拖延，从来不迟延。
He doesn't delay or put it off for the other time.
这表明他侍奉的果断，还有他的使命的紧迫性。
And this tells us how determined that Jesus Christ is doing his ministry, and how urgent this ministry is.
每本福音书我们知道，它都是旧约里面预言的一个具体体现。
And we know that in every the book of gospel is there's a quite bit fulfillment of the Old Testament.
那么福音的本意我们知道就是好消息。
And we know the gospel means good news.
什么是好消息？
What is good news?
那么好消息可能是你没有预料到的，令你所高兴的消息。
And sometimes it might be a news that you never expect, but it's good.
比方说你得到别人的肯定，或者你得到在公司得到提拔。
For example, you have the good acknowledgement from others or promotion from your work.
等等，这些都是好消息。
For that's all good news.
好消息也可能是你长期盼望却你一直没有实现的一件事，忽然有一天你得知这一期望成为了现实。
Or it might be something that you're longing for a very long time, but you never expect you will get it, but now you get it.
比方说，那么你不信主的妻子、丈夫、父母、儿女，或者是朋友，他们认罪悔改，愿意接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主，还有他们生命的主。
For example, it might be your parents, your spouse, your children, friends, family members that they turned from their sinful way and believed Jesus Christ.
或者有时候有的人说他们有的人家他们把丢失了小孩子，那么突然有一天有消息得到说他们小孩子被找到了。
Or might be a family that lost their child, and one day they found him.
或者有一个有或者有一种一种疑难的疾病得到了医治。
Or it's a very painful sickness that it's been healed.
等等，这些都是好消息。
And these are all good news.
但是呢，福音书中我们所说到的好消息呢，是指旧约中所应许的先知所预言的救主。
But the gospel, the good news that described in the Bible, it is the fulfillment that promised in the Old Testament by the prophet now fulfilled.
他在人们等待了几百年、几千年的时候，忽然有一天来到世界。
And the Messiah, while the people, the Israelite people, they're waiting for him for a long, long time, but now he came.
成为了现实，这实在是最好、最大的消息。
And became a reality. This is a very good, great news.
那我们前面读了马可福音一到八节。
We just read the book of Mark.
从中我们会看到。
From the verses we have read.
使徒约翰。应验旧约的预言，悔改，穿悔改的鞋，为基督的事工做准备。
The John the Baptist, he is proclaimed the repentance that is described in the Old Testament, and plead that people to repent from their sin and get baptized.
我想从这几八节经文中分三点来。一起分享。
I want to explain this passage from three points.
首先是福音的起头，是第一节。
First is the beginning of the gospel. That's from verse one.
第二点是就是旧约的预言，这是第二跟第三节。
And the second is the prophecy of the Old Testament is taken from the verse 2 to 3.
最后我们可以看到旧约中预言的应验。
The last is the fulfillment of the prophecy of the Old Testament.
这是四到八节。
And it's from verse 4 to 8.
下面我们先看一下马可福音一章第一节。
First, we want to look at the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1.
神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那么这句话呢，它既是马可福音的概括。
This sentence is conclusion of the book of Mark.
它也是这本书的开始和序幕。
It's also a beginning and a prelude of the book of Mark.
它告诉我们这本马可福音这本书呢是关于耶稣的福音。
It tells us that the book of Mark is about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是三位一体神的第二个位格。
He is the second person of the triune God.
他是圣子。
He is the Son, He is the Son of God.
这是在强说是三，他是神的儿子。这里是强调耶稣基督他的神性。
And here it emphasizes on the deity of the of Jesus Christ.
他和神是平等的。
He is equal with God.
约翰福音五章十七到十八节说。
And the John, the book of John, chapter five,
十七十八节
Verse 17 to 18.
他说耶稣就对他们说我父做事直到如今我也做事所以犹太人越发想要杀他因他不但犯了安息日并且称神为他的父将自己和神当作平等
Jesus said to them my father is always at work to the very day and I too am working for this reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him not only was he breaking the Sabbath but he was even calling God his own father making him equal with God
所以从这里面说耶稣基督自己 跟人们讲他跟神是平等的
And here Jesus told others that he is equal with God
那么从第一节里面我们也可以看到耶稣基督说耶稣基督是他是基督
And from
耶稣是基督
From the verse 1 we also know that Jesus said he also is Christ
他也就是旧约中所应许的弥赛亚
And he is the Messiah that promised in the Old Testament.
弥赛亚的意思也就是受膏者。
And the Christ means the anointed one.
他是要将来做王的。
And he will be the king.
那么受膏者呢，在希伯来语中就是弥赛亚。
And in Hebrew, the anointed one means Christ.
而在希腊语中就叫就是基督。
And in Greek, it's called Christ.
那么约翰福音一章四十一节告诉我们。
And in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 41.
那么安德烈呢，去告诉他的哥哥西门。
Andrew told his brother Simon.
他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
And he said, we meet the Messiah, and the Messiah translated is called Christ.
所以这就是他们盼望已久的弥赛亚。
This is the Messiah that they are longing for a long time.
那么也就是关于耶稣基督的福音要追溯到旧约的预言。
So the gospel of Jesus Christ, we need to trace all the way back to the Old Testament.
所以这里面说耶稣基督福音的起头，那么也就是说这本书要从旧约的预言说起。这是福音的起头。
Here, in Mark, verse 1, chapter 1 says the beginning of the gospel. So we need to go back to the Old Testament to start to search the beginning.
所以让我们一起来看看旧约中到底是什么，怎么来预，有什么预言。
Let us all go to the Old Testament to find the prophecy.
我们看第二节到第三节。
And verse 2 to 3.
正如以赛亚正如先知以赛亚书上记载说看哪、啊、我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路在旷野有人喊着说预备主的道修直他的路
It is written in Isaiah the prophet I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way a voice of one calling in the desert prepare the way for the Lord make straight paths for him
我们有一个问题必须要知道，就是整本旧约的中心，它是指向基督的。
And we need to understand this theme that the center of the Old Testament is pointing to Jesus Christ.
如果我们读旧约时只看到摩西、大卫、撒母耳或者别的先知
，If we ever read the Old Testament books only knows Moses, Abraham, King David.
那么我们读旧约对我们就有很没有什么太大的好处。
Then the Old Testament didn't give us much benefit.
因为约翰福音五章三十九到四十节告诉我们。
Because in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 39 teaches us this.
这是耶稣基督亲自说的话。
This is spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他说你们查考圣经因你们以为内中有永生。给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me.
主耶稣基督说的这里面的这个经，那就是旧约，就是当时的旧约。
The scriptures here it means that Old Testament.
如果我们把马可福音看作是一个剧本的话
If we think the book of Mark is it's a script.
那么刚才我们说第一节呢，就是这个剧本的概括。
And verse one is the outline. It's a 概括 It's a summarize of the book.
那么它也是这个剧本的序幕。
And also a prelude of this script.
因为从第二节，那么第二节开始，他就说，正如先知以赛亚上记着说。
And from verse 2 it says, it is written in Isaiah the prophet.
那么从第二节到第三节，我们就被带到旧约之中。
And from verse 2 to 3, it brings us back to the Old Testament.
在那里预言了弥赛亚出现前要发生的事情。
And there it prophesied what will happen when the Messiah appears.
那么第二节跟第三节所引用的两处旧约圣经呢，它是两处旧约圣经合在一起的一个总结。
And verse 2 and 3 is taken from the scriptures in the Old Testament. It's a combined two different Old Testament.
它是以赛亚书40章3节还有马拉基书3章1节合在一起的一个总结。
It is the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3 and the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 3.
那么以赛亚书40章3节说，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
And in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
那么在马拉基书第三节三章一节里面说，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路，你们所寻求的族必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
And in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 to 3 says, See, I will send my messengerWho will prepare the way before me? Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty.
那么这些预言告诉我们。
And this prophecy teaches us.
在弥赛亚到来之前，神要差遣一位使者。
Before the Messiah came, God will send a messenger for him.
那他的责任就是为弥赛亚的到来预备道路。
His responsibility is to prepare the way for the Messiah.
那这位使者他不是弥赛亚。
But this messenger, he is not the Messiah.
神要差遣他来宣告弥赛亚的到来。
God will send him to proclaim the coming of the Messiah.
那么这位使者就是施洗约翰。
And this messenger is John the Baptist.
那我们刚才看了旧约中的预言，关于弥赛亚的来到，还关于他的使者。那我们到就预言，那么这个旧约中的预言，他在新约中是怎么来实现的？我们下面看一下预言的应验。
And before we just read the Old Testament prophecy, now we come to the New Testament to see how the old prophecy is fulfilled in the New Testament.
我们先来看一下第四节。
First, we want to read verse 4.
照这话，约翰来了，在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
那么这一块说，照这话，约翰来了。
And according to this prophecy, John came.
那我们前面讲到第二节跟第三节预言使者应。那么也就是第二节到第三节预言的使者，那么他就应验在了约翰的身上了。
And in verse 2 and 3, the messenger that was described now came and fulfilled on John the Baptist.
下面我们就分三点来一起看一下这个预言的应验。
Now we want to through the three points, we see how the Old Testament is fulfilled.
首先我们看使徒约翰，也就是这个使者来到世上，他所传讲的信息是什么。
First, we want to take a look at what is the message that John the Baptist given to the crowd.
那么这是第四节，还有第七节到第八节。
This is taken from verse 4, 7, and 8.
那么刚才我们已经读了第四节，我们看一下第七节到第八节。
Now,
他传道说，有一位在我以后来的，能力比我更大， 我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配的，我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
Verse 7 to 8, and this way, this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
那么第四节后半部分，他说，他在旷野施洗，穿悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
And in verse 4, the second half says, John baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance.
其实这就是以赛亚书四十章三节，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠修平我们神的道，就是这节的敬业。
This verse 4 is a fulfillment of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3.
他叫人们为弥赛亚的来到做准备。
He teaches us the people that to prepare to get ready for the coming of the Messiah.
也就是说，他是要叫人们为基督将要在十字架上通过死和复活成就的赦罪做准备。
In other words, that he is teaching people that to be prepared, that Jesus Christ will die on the cross and will suffer and resurrected for his people.
他让人知罪悔改，透过基督的死与复活，使罪得赦。
He will make people realize their sin and also repent and knows that what Jesus has done for them.
他告诉他们，水不能洗去他们的罪，唯有基督的宝血才能洗去罪人的罪。
And John teaches them that the water cannot wash your sin, people's sin away. Only Jesus' blood can wash you clean.
那么从七到八节，他也告诉我们。
From verse 7 to 8 also teaches us this.
他说，在他之后要来一位能力更大的，他给他解鞋带也都不配。
And after him, the John the Baptist, there's one more powerful person will come, and he's not worthy to stoop down and untie his sandals.
那么在当时的巴勒斯坦地区
，And in the time of the Palestine area,
每个人那么出去都是穿着拖鞋。
Everyone goes out with their sandals.
那么那里的地都是泥泞的。
And oftentimes the road is all dusty and muddy.
他们的脚总是很脏。
And their feet all gets dirty.
然而对那些贵族来说，他们脱鞋总会把手弄脏。
And for the noble people that when they untie their sandals, they will dirty their hands.
他们有失他们的尊严，所以他们总是让他们的奴隶给他们来做这些事情。
And they think that will make them lose their dignity, so they ask their servant or slaves to do that for them.
但是约翰说他不配为他之后要来者这位来解鞋带。
But John the Baptist here says he is not worthy to even untie the thongs of the sandals of Jesus Christ.
可见他要让人们知道。
So he wants to let people understand.
他与这位后来者的不同，远远超过奴隶与主人的不同。
The difference between him and Jesus Christ is far more different than the nobleman with their slaves.
那是神与人的不同。
It is the difference between God and man.
是创造者跟被造的不同。
And it's the difference between the creator and the creatures.
那这位后来者呢，就是他们盼望许久的弥赛亚。
And this this the man coming later is the one that they're longing for, for a long time is the Messiah.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他的能力是无法测度的。
And his power is beyond our imagination.
那么约翰说，他用水给他们施洗，而弥赛亚来了以后，要用圣灵给他们施洗。
John the Baptist said that he will baptize people with water, but the Messiah will baptize people with the Holy Spirit.
其实这里面这个且在的意思就是说，水呢只能触摸到他们的身体。
The deep meaning here is that water only touches your body.
而圣灵会触摸他们的灵魂。
but the Holy Spirit will touch people's soul.
能改变他们的内心。
It will change people's heart.
那我们再看一下施洗约翰他的装束和饮食。
Now let's look at how the John the Baptist his life and how what he eat and wear.
那么这里讲到说他穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带。
And here it says he wears the clothes made of camel hair.
其实他的这个装束呢，是以旧约里面一副先知的打扮。
And this is the custom clothing for the prophet in the Old Testament.
那我们可以看到《列王记下》一章八节中。
We can go back to Second King, chapter 1, verse 8.
那么。这里面讲到以利亚，他说他身穿毛衣，腰束皮带。王说这必是提示比人以利亚。
Here is talking about the prophet Elijah. He was a man with a garment of hair and with a leather belt around his waist.
那么这里又讲到说，约翰呢，他是在旷野，他吃的是蝗虫和野蜜。
And here also teaches us John the Baptist. He eats the Lucas and honey.
这表示他饮食的简洁和洁净。
And this tells us that he's very simple in his diet and eat all the clean thing.
那么这些装束和饮食，它完全就体现出了这个先知这位先知呢，他生活的简朴和他所传的信息的神圣。
And his clothing and his eating habit tells us this prophet John the Baptist, he's very lived in a very simplified way, and he's very fully into God's work.
那我们下面再看一下他人们对他所传的这些信息有什么反应。
Let's now take a look. What is the people's reaction according to his preaching?
那么圣经上告诉我们说，他们从各处来听他的信息。
The Bible teaches us that the people from all over to come to listen to his message.
也就是这来的这些人，从包括各种各样的人。
And that means it includes all different kind of nationalities.
有穷的，有富的，也有乡村的，也有城市的。
There's rich, poor, and the countryman, the countryside, and the city man.
甚至还有可能还有税吏都来听他讲论。
And also include the Levites.
来承认他们的罪，受他的洗。
And they are confessing their sins and baptized by John.
他叫他们为基督的到来预备好他们的心。
And he's teaching them to prepare their heart for Jesus Christ's coming.
这里我们要有一个地方需要注意。
And there's one thing I want to point out.
那么这里面也包括说法利赛人和律法师，他们是保守的宗教领袖。
And he also mentioned the Pharisees and the scribes that they are very conservative to about the Old Testament.
他们拒绝约翰的施洗。
But they refused the baptism from John the Baptist.
因为他们认为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because they think they are the children of Abraham.
他们是神的选民。
They are the chosen people by God.
他们认为他们是洁净的。
They think they are clean.
他们只有外邦人才需要洗礼。
Only the Gentiles need baptism.
因为他们是不洁净的。
Because the Gentiles are unclean.
我们从路加福音第七章29到30节可以看到。
And from the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 29, we can see this.
路加福音七章29到30节告诉我们说，众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗。听见这话就以神为义，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves, because they had not been baptized by John.
在圣经中也告诉我们，尽管许多法利赛人和撒都该人都去受约翰的洗，
But the Bible, other places also teaches us the Pharisees and the Sadducees also been baptized by John the Baptist.
但是他们的心地不正。
But their heart are not right.
法利赛人自以为义，撒都该人呢不相信复活。
The Pharisees, they are self-righteous, and the Sadducees, that they are, they, their life, they think they're themselves are clean.
所以约翰呢，就严厉的来斥责他们。
So John the Baptist rebuked them sharply.
我们从马太福音三章七到八节可以看到。
And from the book of Matthew, chapter three, we can see this.
对，三章。七到八节，他告诉我们说，约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒吗？愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。”
Verse 7-8. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with your repentance."
所以约翰在这里呢，是告诉他们说，他实行的是悔改的洗。如果你来了，就是要像一个礼仪性的洗来接受洗礼，都是没有用的，而且你的心地是不神不讨神喜悦的。
So John the Baptist here is teaching, this is the baptism for repentance. If you only come for the ceremony or saying that you do, it will not help you because your heart is not right.
所以他告诉他们说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
So he asked them to produce fruit in keeping with their repentance.
那么通过今天的信息，我们知道。
And from today's message, we should learn.
那么旧约中所预言的，要在基督之前要来的使者或者先行者，他就是施洗约翰。
The scriptures prophesied in the Old Testament need to be fulfilled in the New Testament, like John the Baptist, he's the prophecy of him.
他应验了旧约的应许。
Fulfilled the prophecy prophesied in the Old Testament.
为弥赛亚的到来做准备。
And prepared for the coming of the Messiah.
让我们一起来思想这么几个问题。
Let us think about these questions.
施洗约翰所传的信息对我们有什么影响？
What is the effect for the message that John the Baptist teaches here?
我们当如何来思想基督？
How we should think about Jesus Christ?
那么他在十字架上我们成就了什么样的大事？
What are the great things that Christ has done for us on the cross?
我们是否从内心深处感觉到我们需要基督？
Do we really have this realize understand that in deep in our heart that we need Jesus?
需要从他那里得来平安。
We need the peace from him.
我们当怎样看待洗礼？
How we should think about the baptism?
我们当怎样思想圣灵？
How we should think about the Holy Spirit?
我们的心是否被圣灵每日的来改变？
Is our heart person is changed by the Holy Spirit every day?
我们是否有圣灵所结的果子？
Do we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life?
那我们是不是，那么这样，我们的事情是不是与我们悔改的心相称？
And is our baptism is according to our repentance.
那么带着这些问题呢，我们可以在这个周，我们自己可以把这些仔细的思考一下。
With the above questions, we can ponder on it through this whole week.
但愿所有这些都能对我们的生命有非常好的益处。
I pray that all these questions can help us and benefit our life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
谢谢你可怜我们这些罪人。
Thank you for having mercy on us such sinners.
谢谢你在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
Thank you for have chosen us in Lord Jesus Christ.
让不但有今生的盼望，我们也有永生的盼望。
Not only we have the hope in this life, but also we have the eternal hope.
主，就求主你圣灵常常引导我们。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to guide us every day.
透过你的话语来教导我们。
Through your words, teach us.
让我们真认识你。
So that we truly know you.
让我们也能够知道我们各自的需要。
And so we understand what is our deep need.
能够让我们的生命每日都能够被你的爱充满，能够每日都有改变。
So that our life will be filled with your love and be changed by you daily.
越来越像我们主耶稣基督。
So we can become more like our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们同心合一祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in unity in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.